Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Is love real? Are we who we pretend to be? And what is the meaning of life? Well, the great Iranian director Abbas Kiarostami deals with giant topics like these in movies that appear to be small and simple, but they're not. The Wind Will Carry Us is an extensive curated retrospective of Kiarostami's work. It's on now through April at TIFF Cinematheque and the Aga Khan Museum. It includes screenings, exhibitions, and lectures. If you've never seen his films before, now's your chance. Most of his films were made in Iran, many involving children to avoid government censorship. His movies look at social issues with a distinctive neo-realist feel, full of road trips and shot through the windshields and off-screen voices. But this week, I'm talking about his two most recent films, both shot abroad with non-Iranian actors. There's a May-December relationship in Japan that might last only a day, and a 15-year-old marriage in Tuscany that may not exist at all. Certified copy from 2010. James, played by William Schimmel, is a British writer and cultural critic who's in Italy to promote his new book. It's called Certified Copy, and it asks, can reproductions of great paintings or sculptures be considered great works of art on their own? But he shows up late for his own speech, and midway through the talk, in walks a beautiful woman with her young son. Elle, played by Juliette Binoche, sits right in the front row. Is she James' wife or just a random passerby? She walks out again before he's finished, but she remembers to leave a phone number on a piece of paper on her chair. They meet again the next day, and he tells her the meaning of life is having fun. So she offers him a drive through the lovely Tuscan hills, ostensibly to autograph some of his books that she bought, but they use the time to discuss the essay's meaning. She takes him to an old church to show him a painting on the wall there. It's a copy, she says, but one considered the original for hundreds of years. And the church itself is a popular place for young couples to get their wedding pictures taken, even though they weren't actually married in the church. So are those photographs real or fake? Later, they stop in a cafe where the owner, a woman, tells Elle in Italian how lucky she is to have such a good husband. James can't understand what he's saying, but she translates and tells him to play along and whispers they've been married for 15 years. So the rest of the film consists of the two of them continuing their real versus fake art debate, but at the same time extending it to real life, taking on the roles of a longtime married couple. But has the movie been misleading the viewer all along, and are they in fact a long-time couple? So this is a fascinating film, the kind that makes you want to walk out of the theater talking with people about what it means. Binoche is her usual fantastic self, and Schimmel, a British opera singer, is credible as the husband slash not husband. Like Someone in Love from 2012. Akiko, played by Takashi Rin, is a small-town university girl living in the big city. She wants to study sociology, but to survive in Tokyo, she needs money, so she works as a paid escort. And she's still having money trouble and is fighting with her boyfriend, Noriaki, played by Kase Ryo. Noriaki is a tough guy who does karate and has a volatile personality that he hones working in a car garage. Well, today's the day her grandma is coming to town from the far-off village to meet with her to discuss something important, but her boss says she has to meet a new client in Kanagawa who specifically requested her services, and no matter how much he protests, he won't let her take the time off. The best she can do is get the taxi driver on the way to slowly pass the train station so she might see her grandmother waiting there. Later, she meets Watanabe, played by Okuno Tadashi, a kindly old university professor who lives alone. With his white mustache, he looks like everyone's grandpa. He even cooks her a meal featuring her hometown specialties. He treats her like family, while she just wants to hop into bed and get it over with. But things heat up the next day when he drops her off at school and waits in a parked car. Through the window, he sees her argue with an abusive boyfriend, but Noriaki, the boyfriend, also sees Watanabe. And when she's gone, he climbs into the car for a chat. He's clearly nervous to meet who he thinks is Aki's grandpa and wants to get his approval to marry her. So clever Watanabe, former professor, plays along, never exactly saying he's her grandfather, but never denying it. But things get really antsy when Akiko joins them for a long ride. She's forced to play along as the faithful granddaughter, a role she completely rejected working at his home. Will this play out to a happy ending, or will it explode with perilous consequences? This is a great Kiarostami film with an intriguing cast and an intriguing story and a great cast. Even though this is in Japanese and certified copies in French, English, and Italian, they're both unmistakably Kiarostami. The card trips, the role play, the false relationships, they all make an intriguing pair of Iranian movies far from Tehran. Certified Copy and Like Someone in Love are two of the films playing at the Abbas Kiarostami Retrospective. Go to tiff.net for details. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.